Connected Dots Radio Show. Yeah, this is your host, Tom Anderson. Hey, it's a new day. Give thanks for the new day. Give thanks that you are still alive. This is a most wonderful time to be alive still on planet Earth as we get ready for the visitation of our galactic brothers and sisters. As we anticipate the coming of the energy wave known as the event, which will transform us like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. It's going to be a metamorphosis of humanity, not to be confused with the manatee that swims in the water, but humanity in human form. That's right, the event is going to transform us. Look forward to it. Find out about it. Hey, it's all on the portal. And let me tell you, if you have something to write down, this little bit of information here, you might want to write it down. Because on the full moon of May 12th, not far away, ascended masters will gather in their bodies of light. These are light beings, ascended masters, you know, from the higher realms. They're going to gather in a sacred valley in Tibet during the full moon on May 12th. That sacred valley is called Wesak. Wesak. Now, we might be thinking, well, which ascended masters will be there? And there might only be ascended masters there, but it's good to know about, and perhaps you can telepathically connect with them on May 12th. When there's a full moon over Tibet. So, you know, you'll have to do your own investigation on that. What's the time of the full moon over Tibet on May 12th? And try to connect with those ascended masters. You know, we can only speculate who might be there. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ is an ascended master. Will he show up? Who knows? And there are, of course, many other ascended masters. Saint Germain, I believe, is a famous one. Anyhow, you want to write that down, and maybe you can telepathically connect with them on May 12th. And today, Cobra was holding a workshop in Kyoto, Japan. Cobra, the guy who, the individual who represents the resistive movement of the galactic groups that are here helping us out. And he, it's called, his workshop in Kyoto is called the Wesak Workshop. Because in preparation, I guess, to get more energy, more people thinking about that event that's going to happen over in Tibet. Boy, would I like to be there. Well, I put that thought out there. Should I deserve to be teleported out there? May those who have the power do it, and that would be most appreciated. Though I'll be the only one in the flesh and blood, probably, but whatever. It seems like a desirable place to be. And that's it. May 12th in Tibet. Ascending masters will be gathering and talking about things related to the Earth, obviously. And, you know, 3 days ago, there was a new video out there by the, you know, Cobras with the Galactic Confederation, and the other group called the Galactic Federation, that group of 200 races that are supportive of Earth ascending and humanity ascending. Well, they put out another video. I don't know, there's close to 300 of them out there now. And Aurora Ray, look that word up. These are the, you'll connect with the site that puts the videos out. Anyhow, 3 days ago, this video is called The Pleiadians Are Coming. Yeah. And they also say the Pleiadians are here. Well, they're here in a spacecraft around our planet now. Some of them are here. They went away for a while, and then they come back, I think. So apparently they're back here again. And their main purpose for being here is to work on our DNA, upgrade it, you know, due to the Nibiruan bad guys from 450,000 years ago, or let's say 300,000 years ago, it's recorded, they started playing with our DNA and shut it off. You know, we originally humans are born with 12 helical strands of DNA. You know, DNA, that twisted helical thing that's twist around, you know. You got two pairs of chromosomes, G, T, A, C, or, you know, the G-CAT, G-C-A-T. Those are only two of them are operating in most people on Earth. And once we have all 12 fully operating, we'll finally realize what great beings we are. I mean, we come from an angelic, superhuman race and incarnated on this planet to witness this event coming up. So we're all far greater than we've been told. And many people, unfortunately, get deceived their whole lives by the control mechanisms and the control groups that use everybody as slave labor. Well, that's coming to an end, thankfully. In fact, let's give thanks for that beforehand. It's important to be thankful in life. Anyhow, what else do the Pleiadians have to say? They say that the etheric, we call it that, the etheric plane. The etheric is also known as the fourth chakra, your heart chakra, connects you to the etheric plane. I mean, most people don't even understand what chakras are, but don't understand, look it up. You can just about Google anything nowadays, and you'll find a lot of information about the seven basic chakras inside the human body, and then there's five additional ones that are just outside the physical body. So get yourself an education. And this is all in conjunction with leading up to the ascension, the thing I've been talking about. It's leading up to the ascension. Of course, the event has to happen first. And many of us might be have a kundalini experience when that happens. It's another word you might want to look up and find out what it's all about. I've talked to one or two people who've explained their kundalini experiment, and experience rather. But all these things are tied together, and your thinking of yourself is important to you. You know, we've been told, misinformed our whole lives on planet Earth about we were only mere humans, you know, dust in the wind. What a bunch of crap. A lot more than that. In fact, I dislike that song immensely because it's so putting humanity down. You know, all the information coming out now is telling us we are an angelic type humans from the 12th dimension and beyond, and we decided to come down here to experience what it is to live in a physical body, and at this special point in time, what it is to be on a planet where the whole planet is going to be brought into ascension. Of course, nobody's forcing anything on anybody, and it's an important point to understand. If you're going to be one of these obstinate people that don't want to accept all the good things coming our way, you can insist, you can insist to die a physical death, and you'll miss out on all the good things. Why would you want to do that? But if you want to be obstinate and stupid, that's your prerogative, you know? I can't say why anyone would. So let's just think positive and look forward to all these good things that have been promised to us. Somebody, just the other day on Twitter, somebody's trying to sell med beds. And I didn't have time to look into it. Maybe they're actually going to start selling it to the public, or is this a guy just a scammer trying to con me into you're going to buy time on a med bed or buy one and it's not the real thing? You know, because we're not too pure honesty yet. We're not at that point yet. Deceptions are still possible. Oh yes. So you have to be careful. So anyhow, that's the good messages from the Pleiadians. And what else? Here's some more info about the in regards to the Galactic Federation. You know, as opposed to the Galactic Confederation. Actually, both groups mentioned the Pleiadians. And, but the Galactic Federation says that they are comprised of 12 different species, and they are called these 12 different species. Each one has a name. The first one mentioned is the Umbrae. It almost sounds like Umbrae. Umbrae, U-M-B-R-A-E. The second one is the Alpha Centaurians. The third one is, third species is the Andromedans. No doubt from Andromeda Galaxy. And the fourth one is the Arcturians. The fifth one is the I never heard of this group, but it's being listed as one of the 12 different species. The Procyonians. Yeah, Procyonians. And then we have the Sirians, the Pleiadians, the Lyrians, the Orions, the Altarians, and the Lyrians, again, and the Nibiruans, whom they, in parentheses they list as the Atlanteans. Now, just with this list, it makes you wonder. Number 8 on the list is the Lyrians, and number 11 is the Lyrians. I mean, first three letters of the same. What's the difference between Lyrians and Lyrians? What is the difference? One letter, one has an I and the other doesn't. Now, hey, this is the call on radio show, the 888-627-6008. Anybody who can explain what the difference between the Lyrians, Lyrians, and the Lyrians, Lyrians? What's the difference between the two? they're supposed to be different species, but can somebody explain that to us and call in? You might have the answer. I'm not sure what to make of that. It's an interesting list, though. The second one on the list, the Alpha Centaurians, you know, this is a classic sci-fi movie, Forbidden Planet, where the humans visit the planet star called Alpha Centauri. And I guess that's where the Alpha Centaurians come from. Okay. And the Arcturians, I guess they come from the planet Arcturus. And Altarians, that's another famous star, Altair, out there, that shows up in the science fiction movie. So, 12 different species. What does that mean? Does that mean they're humanoid, perhaps, or maybe some of them are not? Different species means they're a little different. You know, it could be humans with different colored skin. It could be non-humans, too. So, the Syrians are supposed to have cat heads on human bodies. What do I know? Yeah, like the old joke goes, what do I know except what other people tell me? Yeah, sometimes it's like that. And I said, anybody has an answer to that, call in. Enlighten us all. Well, let me just jump off topic here for a second, because this is an educational show. And we've heard these terms before, baby boomers, Generation X, millennials. Well, my research has shown that the baby boomers, of course, were the people born from 1946 to the 1950s. And Generation X refers to people born 1965 to 1980. The millennials are people born from 1981 to 1997. And I'm not sure what the from 1998 to date, I'm not sure what this group, what the group is called, whatever. That was, along with that, most people have forgotten, back in 1964, it was discovered in Jerusalem, in Israel, that the ingredients in marijuana activates unknown receptors in brains. Well, we didn't need doctors to tell us that. People smoking pot for a long time before that. But it was nice that scientists took an interest in it. And of course, that info was definitely kept from us. We weren't allowed to hear that back in 1964. You know, they're still trying to shove that movie Reefer Madness on us, you know? A total propaganda thing. Here's an interesting bit in this educational part of the show. You know, Scientology, you've all heard of that place. The Scientology City in Clearwater, Florida. The headquarters building has 7 pyramids on top. Now, what do the Scientology people know about pyramids that they don't seem to want to tell us? And Scientology guru, I guess it is, L. Ron Hubbard, you know, he performed black magic with Aleister Crowley, the famous black magician from England. Yeah, they United States and participated in that. Well, B, did you know that? Do you know 28% of the U.S. land is owned by the federal government? It's all these parks and stuff, you know? It designates park property, and the government owns it. You can't do anything with that land. Of course, they make exceptions when they want to cut down trees and all kinds of crap like that. Yeah. That's the kind of stuff that still goes on. Hey, let me tell you something. The name of the show here is Connect the Dots. And I got the name of the show from the book I put out, Connect the Dots Theory. And maybe to interest you, downloading a copy, you know, you can find it out there. You can Google it. You can get the first 43 pages free. How about that? But some of the best pictures are in the rest of the book. The book, no filler, all amazing correlations and connections being made. You know, see, Connect the Dots Theory is the correlation of spiritual and scientific knowledge in conjunction with all human behavior for the purpose of establishing new and better methods of understanding the more encompassing, bigger picture of life via the numerous vibrational, geometric, and other behind-the-scenes connections of our multidimensional universe. That's it. It's thought-inspiring, and it connects the dot on many things for you. Lists the ongoing conspiracies, but most importantly, it shows you the pictures that I, the author, was able to obtain with night photography. You know, chances are, where you live, if you have a house with trees in the backyard, chances are there's invisible creatures flying around in your backyard. A certain type of camera can pick it up with a certain type of film. You need film to do this, pick some of these things up. Not the modern camera, you know. Modern cameras can pick up certain types of orbs, but that's about it. They won't pick up the flying creatures that leave light trails at night. And they are conscious creatures. They know when you're out there filming them. They come in and zoom in front of your camera, and they do somersaults and all kinds of fancy flying tricks. And they're traveling at the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second. Maybe. They're here. They're living amongst us. The only reason you don't know about it is one. Such truth has been kept from you. You know, when I came out with this book, I thought people would be really interested. But perhaps I'm wrong. Perhaps I came out with the book too late. And everybody is brain dead, cell phone controlled to the point that they have no interest in invisible creatures flying around, leaving light trails at night. I mean, right amongst us. Except we can't see them because they're out of the scope of normal human vision. Even when you do things to expand your vision, you won't really be able to see them. You know, like mushrooms maybe, or LSD. It will expand your senses, and you can see other things, but you won't see these creatures flying. You need a camera to do that. Real film, you know, 35 millimeter film. Faster the speed, the better. But that's probably the most interesting thing in the book. But if that doesn't interest you, I don't know. correlations of things, numbers, you know, the number 12, so many correlations with the number 12. In fact, earlier I was telling you, 12 different species of creatures in the Galactic Federation. And we're just talking about the good ones there. I mean, I guess there's the negative ones too, the insect species. And there's other, I think, undefinable species. The universe is infinite, and so there probably are infinite species of creatures. And what's the other one? We all know the grays, the Zeta Reticuli, the ones that go around abducting humans, you know? Negative rays, definitely. And of course, we have testimonies of people who've rarely seen them and had battles with them, you know? Where every famous whistleblower got part of his body shot away with radiation weapons if these creatures shot at him. Of course, he was shooting them with the gun he had, and I think he killed the people. I'm not sure if these are the ones that have the green blood or what. Let's say that we've seen plenty of science fiction movies where the blood is green in the off-world beings. And talk about off-world beings. We're not talking about lima beings there. Off-world beings. Like, a number of weeks ago, I mentioned what they had recently found under the Great Pyramid and the Khafre Pyramid, the second tallest pyramid on the Giza Plateau. And they found all these supports going, like, several thousand feet down, you know? Some of them over a mile down. And giant cubes, two giant cubes at the bottom, four pillars coming out of each cube. And for those of you who know the in-depth importance of cubes, the higher intelligence uses cubes to manipulate reality. So, and something so fantastic like that, buried so deep, it definitely, extraterrestrials had to do that, advanced beings from other worlds. They surely didn't put that together with slave labor, but now most of the people have given up on that fantasy slave labor story. You know, we were trying to imagine how hundreds of thousands of slaves would put together a pyramid. With all the intricacies in it, no way. Definitely put together by advanced beings from other worlds who had the technology. You know, if most people know now, well, I almost say that a very few people know, but it is a known fact that when you learn the secret of using harmonics, you can create the proper tones where you can pick up gigantic boulders, 100,000-pound boulders, blocks of stone, and move them through the air as if they had no weight. Right, it's done with sound. Of course, whoever has the formula for that is holding on to it tightly and doesn't want to let go. But we'll get that knowledge very soon, as soon as our galactic brothers and sisters land on planet Earth, which will be right after that amazing once-in-a-lifetime thing called the event, the flash of energy that will just consume the whole planet and seed right through our bodies. And hopefully, the promises made will happen. It will metamorphosize humanity from the flesh and blood body into a silicon-based diamond-like body. Still have our consciousness, and that's what's so amazing about being alive at this point in time. we can just stay alive to the event. We can miss out on the experience of dying in physical body, which I think most of us would choose to miss. You know, I don't know if you want to experience that. But this is the only point in time on planet Earth that this is available to the whole planet. I mean, in the past and during the course of long, long history, sure, individual beings were able to do what it was necessary for them to descend out of a physical body. I don't know who all they were, but in history, there are many recorded events like that. Well, not many, there's a few. Anyhow, we're all going to have that opportunity to ascend right after the event. Maybe some of us will ascend during the event when it happens. Just disappears with the way. So you'll know when the event happens, it'll be something you'll feel it, you know? Whether what you will experience visually, who knows? But when it's happening, if somebody disappears, you know they at that point in time, they decided to leave the physical realm and go up to the higher realms. Not everyone will be able to do that, but some of us have evolved far enough that it might happen. So don't be shocked. The person you're standing next to just disappears. I mean, I've explained it before on the show many times, but for, you know, just a basic, easy understanding is, you know, the old saying, the hand is quicker than the eye. Well, kind of that principle. When anything starts to vibrate extremely fast than it normally vibrates, it becomes invisible to the viewer, the one watching. You know, if a rock, you see the rock laying on the ground, if that rock somehow finds a way to vibrate 10,000 times faster than it normally does just sitting there, it will disappear from your sight. It might still be there, but it will disappear from your sight. And there you go. You know, we're walking around all the time. There's probably angels flying around our heads, our guardian angels, and other interesting creatures that are just vibrating so fast, they can walk amongst us, and we don't even see them there. And maybe if they're vibrating fast enough, we could walk right through them, and it won't affect anything, or will we feel anything? You know, it is possible for one piece of matter to go through another piece of matter. And people have talked about it. They've made science fiction movies about that. And these are realities that we are going to become more familiar with. So look forward to it. And thank God for being alive to experience this amazing set of events that's going to happen. It's not that far away. You know, my hopes are that the original information by COBRA and its Galactic Confederation, they said, they mentioned about, I don't know, 5-6 years ago that the they pay a lot of attention to the planets, and they mentioned that the last day for the whole planetary ascension is July 7th this year. So are they going to pull it off by that? Or are they going to whatever, I don't know, turn back the hands of time or something. But, I'm expecting it to happen before that day. But who knows? Anything, you know, these people can, these evolved beings, they can manipulate time and space, and anything is possible. But I'm hoping that is the deadline that they have to allow the event to happen by. And they themselves say it's not within their power. It's in you know, the creator will decide when it's time. But they're giving us that information with that date, you know. That said something, and it gives me hope that it will happen before then. Not far away. Hey, we're talking about, you know, maybe 2 months, you know, basically. And so we'll have to see what happens. You know, it could happen sooner than you think. You know, if you don't like science fiction movies, you need an attitude adjustment. Well, I got to say, because there's so much info being shared in science fiction movies about what exists behind the scenes that has been kept from us. And one thing that plays out in all the movies, basically, when we got the bad aliens trying to kill us off and destroy the human race, just about every movie that we're able to destroy the bad aliens, we do it with sound. Something to think about. Sound, that's right. Sound can be healing. Sound can be destructive. And for all you people that play around with numbers, oh, there's plenty of people out there. Even people that live in the cell phone world pay attention to numbers. You know, that could be a dimension in itself. You know, it's probably manifested into one already. Cell phone. Well, people are living their lives through their cell phones. Walking off a cliff. As you're looking in your cell phone, you're walking off a cliff. It can happen. Here's an interesting play with numbers. On back in 1849 was the year that the English author George Orwell published his book titled 1984. He published the book 1984 back in 1849. And that same four numbers just switched around a little. I think it's called an anagram. But hey, talk about playing with numbers. Yeah, and then there's Tesla's 369. The goose drank wine, the monkey chewed tobacco, and the street caught a line. Three. I mean, that's a magical number, 369. You know, people try to make that statement at all. Tesla said to the world, can we all explain with 369? Well, there's a little more to it than that. But just those three numbers alone. You know, 6 is 3 squared, 9 is 3 cubed. So, that's kind of magical, in a sense. The all based around the number 3, and I've said it before, all of creation is based on 1 and 3. You know. One, the original source of all that is, that manifested itself, himself, or herself. But there is no sex or gender difference. You know, God is the one, the all, manifested himself into a trinity. And so from the Trinity, all else was created. The 7 possibilities, that's why they talk about the 7 spirits. 7 is the number of permutations that you can get out of 3 numbers. You know, 1, 2, and 3, there's 7 possibilities of combining them and using them. And with those 7 possibilities coming out of 3, all else was created. And in fact, creator beings were later created. And it's those creator beings, or later creations, are the ones that deviated and decided to break away from the perfect system where all was connected. They tried to sever themselves. They couldn't completely do it, but they wanted to convince themselves that they wanted to play God, too, because they hadn't seen God, and they thought, there is no God. You know, they just made these ridiculous statements up, and they found out, saw how much they could get away with it by just arrogantly talking stupidly, you know, making false accusations, making false claims. And they broke away and started the one thing they started was called the Phantom Matrix, which the old planet Earth is still stuck in, I believe. But all that's going to change. You know, all the bad guys is skulled and they're raining, and evil will no longer exist. Rebels will no longer exist in the universe. We're all going to be one happy family again, like it was way back when. You know, trillions and gazillions of years ago when it all started. So, three, magical number, you know. We've incorporated it into, some of our folklore. You know, the three musketeers, all for one, one for all, and pretty well explains, describes God. You know, God is both the original source of all there is and the Trinity in the form of the Heavenly Father, the Eternal Son, and the Infinite Spirit, a Trinity. So, God is all for himself, and the three portions of himself are all for him. The single source of all that is, all for one, one for all. The three musketeers. And there's a spiritual story hidden in there. It has nothing to do with fighting with swords. Except in the movies. And, three is an important number everywhere. How about length, width, and height? The measurements we use to describe what we call physical mass. And three blind mice. The three stooges. I mean, that describes humanity, a large section of humanity there. The three stooges. The three average guys. That's why they're fun to watch, because we see, when we see them acting out their antics on the TV screen, we recognize that we've met people that are just as stupid as the three stooges. And, three, talk about energy, you know, positive force, the negative force, and the neutral. Okay, there's three there. Not just two, three. So that I could go on and on with this three stuff, but there's a lot of three out there. You know, we incorporated it into our games. Three strikes, you're out. You know? You got the three bases in the field. First base, second base, third base, and then you come home. You go out there, and you go first base, second base, third base, and then you come home. Three. Hey, nine players on a baseball time. Three. Huge. Equals nine. What am I saying? Not three cubes. Three cubes is actually 27. But got lost in my own calculations there. And talking about 12, that number I mentioned before, most people don't know that there's a 12-pointed star represents a group known as the Brotherhood of Star. star. And they've been around on Earth since way back in the days of Atlantis. And they're somehow connected to the 144,000. You know? And there's the number 12 again. 12 times 12,000. 144,000. You know? Correlations with numbers just go on and on and on. The, what we're dealing with now here on planet Earth is everything is, no, not everything, but many things are being brought out to confuse the masses. Different versions of our universe history are being told. You know, there is the kind of different perspective viewpoints of how you want to view things. There's the guardian of lines, as revealed to us by Ashiana Dean, or Yastra Ashiana Dean. And then there's the Knight of Ruins story, you know, that they told to the Sumerians, another version. Then we have biblical versions of history. We have the histories as written over in India, over in China, and other places. The some of the African tribes have histories talk about the Dogon tribe, D-O-G-O-N in Africa. They talk about Syrians visiting. Yeah, use the word Syrian, visiting them. And they, apparently there's different versions of Syrians, or maybe it was, anyhow, they talk about creatures that landed in Africa, dug a hole, poured water in here, and I think dolphins went out to swim in it, or something that looked like dolphins. So anyhow, we got all the historical versions of the universe. And then, the fifth apocryphal revelation. Look for it. Look for it. You'll, that's one of the most amazing bits of information. It tells us about things. Takes you right up from the first creation, from the single source of all there is, up to the present. Yeah, they can't name every creature, but they name hundreds of celestial creatures, all kinds of events that were created long before the idea of man was even thought about. Long before male and female, that concept came to life. Yeah, and this fifth apocryphal revelation to humanity. There's it's more informative than any of the other histories out there. Much more informative. And, but, you know, hey, you got to make your own choice on that. You can find history where you find it. You're discovering more and more every day on planet Earth things that we're hidden. And then, of course, we have a Garth, the underworld, the humanoids, living in paradise-type cities deep in the earth, where they have some kind of artificial sun there. They actually have an ocean there, I hear. And, of course, it was a science fiction movie that tried to incorporate some of that when they made that movie, Journey to the Center of the Earth, another science fiction movie. Of course, they didn't show you what the Argonauts looked like. They just up some nice scary dinosaurs and other weird stuff. But, and then there's about, like, where's the supposedly hidden places in Antarctica? There's all talk about that, you know. And then there's the spacecraft down there. There's the ice chambers down there. Stargate SG-1, the series. They had the second Stargate down here. And that surely deserves a lot more exploration. But it's all going to be coming sooner than you think. Not in a theater review. It's coming back on the TV. It's going to be broadcast on the TV. But our galactic brothers and sisters have told us they are going to check over the TV with just like a science fiction movie. And they're going to say, people of Earth, we are your galactic brothers and sisters, and we are going to land on your planet and give you all the things that you have been deprived of. And we're going to round up all the bad guys for you and take them off your planet. Wow. That's like a dream come true. Well, it's going to happen soon. You know? I predict within the next couple of months. Hey, I'm not controlling the situation, you know? But that's the way they spelled it out. Like, they want this thing to happen before that particular date because of all the celestial paths, you know, the galaxy, the universe. They're all like a giant grandfather clock. They got big loops hooking up with bigger loops, you know, trillions of, you know, time cycles going trillions of years, certainly built hundreds of billions of years. And everything is very orderly, how these celestial bodies move around each other. And that's why statements like a certain day, something has to happen by that day, that's why it's of importance. And if you're a follower of the portal with the Galactic Confederation, you'll see a lot of the explanations they do explain why they're doing things at a certain point, on a certain day, in a certain month, has to do with their understanding of astrology. You know, it's not some crazy woman and a chant and a carnival. There's real science behind astrology. I finally learned about what it was all about just by following what I could pick up of the portal. And, hey, if you don't know what I'm talking about with the portal, why don't you listen to last week's show? I'm not going to spell it out for you this week. So, anyhow, this is my show. Connect the dots, and I connect the dots every week. I would appreciate some support. Subscribe to my show. For God's sake, if you listen to this show just several times, I've given you beyond college education, and I do it in 1 hour every week. And, you know, show some gratitude, you know. The worker deserves his wages. When I'm doing this show, I'm working. You know, and the best way to subscribe to my show, hey, I'm on BBS Internet Radio. Go to BBS Internet Radio. My show, Connect the Dots, 8 p.m. Central Time on a Saturday. Go down, click on the name of the show, Connect the Dots. Click on my name, Tom Anderson, and just scroll down either one of those sites and you'll see subscribe. You know? $2.99, you can be a subscriber. You know, pay more if you want, but for God's sakes, I mean, if you can't afford $2.99, what is your problem? You know? But hey, show some gratitude for somebody who tells you things that most people are never going to tell you. Most people don't even know half the things I know. Sure, plenty of people know of things that I don't know, but I believe I pack more into 1 hour than anybody else does. Because I don't drag things out. I jump from here to there and everywhere as much as I can in 1 hour. So, hey, that's it. BBS internet radio, name of the show is Connect the Dots. My name is Tom Edison. Subscribe to my show. For God's sake, I'm the worker, and the worker deserves his wages. Anyhow, come to the end of the show. You get to hear one of the most tasteful guitar solo riffs ever. At the end of my song, when you depart in kind, followed by my anthem, I gotta be somebody. Listen to the words. Could be your anthem, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to give you the countdown and take us out of here now. Hey, everybody, tell your friends to tune in next week. And please subscribe. Thank you. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. My stand without being made clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join till I'm in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without being made clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.